Well, I think for a lot of these sports teams, it's come down to just good business practices. You know, a good example is when we approached the Philadelphia Eagles in 2004 and said, hey guys, you're getting a lot of your paper from a forest that is a main habitat for the American Eagle. That started a dialogue. They're now buying 25% of their electricity from renewable sources. They're using recycled paper, and they're even recycling cooking fat from the chicken tenders and fries during the game day to run the stadium's vehicles on biofuels. So there's an understanding that you can still have a good, robust business, a good, robust sports business, and do good for the environment at the same time.
So how are the big greens, the big environmental groups, such as the Natural Resources Defense Council, working with the sports industry?
Well, we've been working a lot recently with Major League Baseball and the National Basketball Association. It's something you're going to hear a lot about over the next couple months. We try to work with teams to find out what are some of the best practices that they've been using already with recycling, with energy efficiency. And we're trying to help all of these sports teams understand, here are the different steps that you can take to both lessen your environmental footprint and cut costs. And I think for fans, ultimately, that's a chance for them to yet again pressure their teams to take that money that they save and put it maybe into some free agents.
You know, it seems with teams jetting back and forth across the nation for games and burning a lot of fuel, we see these huge parking lots of concrete or asphalt that are sometimes only used once a week for a season. We've got some older stadiums such as Wrigley in Chicago using restroom facilities that are basically troughs with constantly running water. And NASCAR burning lots of fuel, even if it uses biofuels. It seems there's little that's actually being done to make a real difference for the environment. So how is this movement in sports anything more than just tinkering around the edges?
Well, I think, first of all, you know, there's only so much that they can do within the current structure. But when you have industries like the ski industry going 100% renewable at mountains, when you have places like the Philadelphia Eagles and their field buying 25% of their energy from renewable sources, those are actually large steps for industries to be taking, especially when there aren't any standards for them right now. There really isn't any program out there right now to guide them. So this is a case where business is really trying to lead government and let them know, we can do this, but we need your help too. We need you to set limits on pollution to make it easier for us.
Of course, there's an incredible fan base for sports of all kinds, and we're starting to see some attention drawn to these environmental issues. For example, Sports Illustrated's cover is talking about global warming. We're hearing the teams talk about this. What will this do for awareness for the typical sports fan?
Well, you know, I think, as with a lot of the coverage we've seen on global warming over the past couple of years, is it's an indication that something that a lot of people have had sort of a common sense reaction to for the past few years. For example, this past winter was the warmest winter ever on record. That people are coming to realization, you know, things are changing, but sometimes it's hard to connect those dots. And so when you have something like Sports Illustrated putting global warming on the cover, what that does is that helps people who already said, you know what, I haven't been able to play pond hockey for the past couple of years with any sort of consistency. I haven't been able to go skiing. You know, there are things that seem to be changing. What's up? And then they make that connection. And, you know, the more evidence, the more knowledge that comes out about global warming, I think the more people you'll see make those connections in their daily lives and how global warming and other environmental challenges we face really do affect them.